on that field today. Ask yourself this question. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Let's go. We made it. We made it. We made it. We made it. And I got the last. And I got the last. When I step on the field, I send one message. And this is what it feels like. This is what it feels like.
Football is getting hit. That's it.
It's gonna be football now.
What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it?
Let's hunt now. Let's hunt now.
Let's go.
Let's hunt.
We made it. And I got the last. And I got the last.
We're talking about the Jets like we're talking about the Saints. You know, all this, how like we the Miami Heat of football.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The bottom line is you got to buckle up your chin straps.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't disrespect the game like that.
There's too much crying from them.
He's a man. They can be a hit just like us. He's a man.
You already make the big money.
He's a man.
Don't cry when you step on the field, man. That's war out there.
Turn it up!
When I step on the field, I send one message. This is what it feels like.
Oh, my bad, my bad. Your bad don't work in my world.
What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. What time is it?
Let's go. Let's go.
Right now, let's go. We made it. And I got the last. And I got the last.
It's a wrap. Game over.
Okay, football fans.
You like that? You like that?
Let's get back to some football.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. And we're getting into week 12 of the wonderful NFL season, the National Football League. And what we like to do here on the show is we like to talk about our fantasy league, our teams, make picks in the Pick'ems League, all that kind of fun stuff. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. And you can tweet us at NFL Easy Picks and use hashtag NFL Easy Picks, and your tweets will be read right here on this show. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and I'm being joined by the Biohazard. Not the Biohazard. Fuck. Mop Jockey.
Wrong show.
Yeah, fuck you. That is insulting as shit.
I almost called him Mop Jockey once, and he said, it's okay. So you're a dick.
I am a total dick. Fuck off.
You're at home. Shut up. You have tomorrow off.
I've got 5 days off.
I get 4 days off. But then again, I had 3 days off last week. So I'm going to work 1 week and 2 weeks.
Yeah, those are good weeks.
And paid for every single day. And I'm being joined by also Joe Bennett.
Yeah, it's me. It's me. It's that J-O-E-B.
All right. Let's get into the fun of the show. And let's talk about how our teams did. I'll start off. Browns suck. And I'll still claim the Bears on this show, even though I said I'm taking a break for them for the rest of the year. But technically it seems like they're taking a break from themselves. So yeah, their season is doomed. The Brown season is cursed. I don't want to say doomed because I want us to get that pick. Number one pick. I'm happy about that. It's what I want.
But you don't have to watch Cutler anymore.
Yeah. There's rumors that he's done. Or he's gonna be done. They don't have
official. Some kind of an injury, isn't it?
No, he's done for the rest of the year, but I'm talking like he's gonna be done in Chicago. Like they're not gonna bring him back. That's been all the hubbub.
Yeah, I don't see how you repair that relationship at this point.
You sign Tony Romo.
No, why would you sign Tony Romo?
Because it's one of the places that he could possibly go.
I mean,
there's two places that would be awful for him to go, and both of them are Heavy's teams.
Actually, it makes more sense to go away from Tony Romo because, I mean, technically, because you said, oh, it's one of the teams he can wind up on. There's 31 teams that he could wind up on. But realistically, I don't see why the fucking Bears, who are really rebuilding that team, are going to go after a veteran quarterback who is injury prone, almost as bad as Jay Cutler. And then you have the Browns, which we're not even talking about him here, thank God, because we don't want a guy like that. We want a young quarterback because it's going to take a couple years to build around him.
Yeah, and I just don't think Kessler's it. He'll be a decent backup, but I think that's all he'll ever be.
Jay Cutler, future Browns quarterback?
That is, I think, more likely. But we already have McCown, and I don't know what they'll do with him after this year. I think we'll still keep RG3 around a couple years. I don't think Kessler's necessarily the answer, but at the same time, one of our biggest problems is an offensive line. He can't do anything without an offensive line. So, yeah.
What do you think of what Joe Thomas had said?
That's true.
Yeah, but him coming out and actually voicing it publicly.
Okay, what about it? It's true.
I know it's true, but he basically just called out the GM. He called out his fellow offensive linemen. You guys don't normally do that.
I thought they did. Some do, some don't. I've seen them both ends. Calling out the GM and everything. I don't know if I consider that calling out because it's true. Of the whole fact of, hey, you know, you let players go and they'd have to be admitting it. And now it's up to the office to figure out what they want to do come next season. Or is there anybody on that offensive line that can get better?
Do you know how long he's under contract for?
In all honesty, I don't give a fuck about Joe Thomas. He's a great player, but he shouldn't be around the foreseeable future. Just because by the time we're good, he's going to be fucking Brian Urlacher. Like a guy who's like, it's just no use to stay around.
I didn't think he was that old, though. It's only like fourth year, fifth year?
I can never take you because sometimes your time
is off. Yeah, my perception, my memory for time is off.
Because we've talked about that a lot. You'd be like, oh, it's only been 3 years. I'm like, dude, it's been six. You're like, what?
Yeah, old age. Get over it.
I think it doesn't help, too. There's like more than one Joe Thomas in the NFL.
That's a pretty common name. But, I mean, an offensive lineman can play 12, 15 years if injuries stay away.
Joe Thomas is... So what year do you think he was drafted?
I would guess around 2012.
2007.
Holy shit. He's fucking been around a long time then. Yeah, he's at the end of his career. It's time for him to go.
Exactly. Like, I love Joe Thomas. I have nothing bad to say about him, but it's just with the way this team's gone, you're a great player, but by the time we're good, you're going to be retired. So, like, I think that's why they wanted to get value out of him last year. That was a huge thing around the trade deadline. All right. With that being said, let's move into another team. Ma, pick one of your teams.
Let's do the Bengals. The season's over. I mean, it really is. The offensive line still played a little better. The defense played a whole lot better. They still lost. So, and we lose AJ Green. Not for the rest of the season. It's not a full tear is what they're saying now, and he might come back, but I would rather see them just shut him down and just call this season a wash. I'd hate to have him come out and play like a fucking, you know, decoy type role and end up getting himself more injured. Then we lose Gio for the year. He's gone on IR. Perfect was in and out of the lineup about three times with injuries. You can't lose all those pieces and just keep winning. So that season's over. The Titans played okay. The defense didn't really hold up. I don't know why I was thinking they would beat Indy. They haven't beat Indy in Indy in 10 tries. Luck has never lost to the Titans. I mean, they put up a fight. Now, they did hurt Luck, so that's a thing. But, yeah, it's just kind of a ho-hum weekend.
Yeah. I mean, they could beat the Colts this week, probably.
Yeah, without Luck, I guarantee they probably could.
Was that the first or second meeting of them this season?
I think that was the second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it for them.
I guess that leads to the suckfest that is Joe and his...
The number one team in the NFL. Still, today is the Dallas Cowboys. And that's going to be remaining after Thanksgiving as well.
It's going to be fun when they choke in the playoffs.
Oh my God.
It's not going to happen.
I'm going to so laugh when they go into the playoffs with a four-game losing streak.
No, I don't think that. They could possibly win out the rest of the
streak.
They could possibly win out the rest of the season, but when it comes to playoff time, like I just don't have faith.
I do. This team, it's the best offensive line in the league. No questions asked. There's some defensive players still coming back from injury / suspension. So, team's only going to get better from here. We have a good backup, too, if we need. I don't see us needing a backup quarterback, but if he's there, he's a strong supporter. As long as he doesn't fall down and break his collarbone giving Dak some water, we're good.
Joke stolen from NFL memes. And yes. I think it actually should be said, I don't think Romo should go to any other team. I think the Cowboys need to work out a deal to keep Romo. Have that be your backup, because Dak's human, and he's not freaking Superman. He's going to be injured.
Well, I thought he almost got injured. Yeah. During the game, I got scared.
I can't see a guy at Romo's level be willing to take the backseat like that.
I mean, that is the thing. Like, it depends on if the speech that he said is really genuine about, you know, being a team player and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm sure he is a team player for this season.
Here's the thing, too. It depends on what you want in your career. If you think the Cowboys are good enough, if I was him, was great. It's weird being armchair quarterback, but he could stay with the Cowboys, be their all-star freaking backup. So if anything does happen, he's there. And if they win a Super Bowl, guess what? He still gets a Super Bowl ring. But there's other things that come into term with that with people, like whether money, sometimes they want the starting money. Sometimes it's the ego. So it's just hard to say, but that's like how I look at it. It just depends. Shit. If I was Tony Romo and I was as beat up as I was, I would take the backup position.
Yeah, I'm guessing he doesn't really need the money, does he?
He doesn't need the money, but a lot of them, they'll take all the money they can get, and they want it to be more so they can invest in their future later on and live comfortably, because if you went through as much shit as Tony Romo did, you're going to, like, his life right now after football is going to be horrible.
Oh, he's going to be in pain all the time, but money doesn't change that. More money won't change the fact that he's going to be in pain.
It prolongs being bankrupt.
Dude, if
depending on how you invest your money.
If you cannot live the rest of your life on 1 year's salary of what he makes, you got a fucking problem.
But you got to consider medical expenses, like we were just talking about, him being in pain. There's going to be surgeries. There's going to be a lot and a lot of medical expenses.
And I think all that is now, it's starting to fall under the NFL's care.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the part of the bargaining or the agreements that they've made, was that the health care after the players are done is improved.
Right.
Improved, but for how long?
Till the next agreement, till the next bargaining agreement comes
up. No. Guess. I mean, it's improved, but how long is that, like, does that go for?
I would assume the rest of their life.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the NFL can afford it.
I would say yes, but the system of the NFL is so, like, crazy. Because, like, well, the money's divided. It has to be divided up between the teams, and then the NFL has to be able to keep some of it.
Well, you got to figure on their medical bills, a lot of it's going to get cut out when the NFL hires doctors. So you would see an NFL doctor, which they're already paying for anyway. You know, a lot of that stuff would already be covered under what they already have.
All right, let's move on. And how everybody did this week was actually kind of good this week. Andy, I think, has pretty much dropped out of the league. I don't know what
seems
he's
done. Like it.
I don't know what he's done fantasy wise. I know he has personal shit going on, and I haven't bugged him about the NFL shit, so it is what it is.
I was gonna say, I kinda miss Andy on the other show.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd ever say that. Ever.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. I mean same thing with him, but like stuff on that show. Kind of easily called week. Only two underdogs won. So actually, if you would have picked all of the favored, you would have tied the people in first place, which actually, GBL, who, spoiler alert, actually is one of the two in first place, picked all favorites because he got every game right. The one, two that he got wrong were the ones that the underdog won. But everybody got Pittsburgh, duh. Everybody got Dallas, duh. Everybody got Detroit. Everybody got Kansas City wrong. Everybody got the Giants. Everybody got New England, everybody got Seattle, and everybody got Oakland. And then the rest, there's at least a handful of people that picked each one. So, yeah. Going over the picks, how everybody ended up for the week, myself, Mop, Joe, and Shane all got 9. MJR got 10, DRG got 10, and Carp got 10. Ant and Wayne got 11, and GBL and Mart in first place for the week with 12 each. All right, let's move on to the Fantasy League. And the results from last week, I beat the Twisted Savages, hashtag the comeback beat Hillary's Meat Flaps, Bartender beat Blind Squirrel's Nut, Future Browns QB beat Pin Me Pay Me, Bunch of Punts beat Nickel D, Die Cronky Die beat Carp's Tip Top Team, Men in Tights beat the Kilted Yaxman, and Stormborn beat Team GBL. Current standings for this massive league are as follows. Of course, in 16th place, Blind Squirrel's Nut on a 9-game losing streak. Carp's Tip Top Team in 15th place at 1-10. Also, Blind Squirrel's Nut, 1-10. Team GBL, 14th place, 2-9. 13th place, Hillary's Meat Flaps at 4-7. 12th place, Nickel D, 4-7. 11th place, Twisted Savages, 5-6. 10th place, Pin Me Pay Me, 5-6. 9th place, the Kilted Yaxman, 6-5. The playoff line is right here if the playoffs were to start today. Hashtag the comeback in 8th place, 6-5. 7th place, Bunch of Punts, 7-4. 6th place, Bartender, 7-4. 5th place, Die Cronky Die, 7-4. 4th place, Stormborn, 8-3. 3rd place, The Fighting Sharks, 8-3. 2nd place, Men in Tights, 8-3. And in 1st place, Browns QB at 9-2. This week's matchups are The Fighting Sharks versus The Kilted Yaxman, Hillary's Meat Flaps versus Twisted Savages, Bartender versus Hashtag The Comeback, Future Browns QB versus Blind Squirrel's Nut, Bunch of Punts versus Pin Me Pay Me, Die Cronky Die versus Nickel D, Carp's Tip Top Team versus Team GBL, and Stormborn versus Men in Tights. All right, let's move into our picks for this week. And we will start with Start on Thanksgiving. The 6-3 Washington Redskins at the 9-1 Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are a 7.5-point favorite. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, give me Dallas.
We all know who I'm picking.
The Washington Redskins, got it.
Right.
Two birds with one stone here. The 2-8 Chicago Bears hosting the 5-6 Tennessee Titans. The Titans are a 3.5-point favorite. Yeah, I'm going with the Tennessee Titans.
As am I.
Yep, me too.
The 0-11 Cleveland Browns hosting the 7-3 New York Giants. The Giants are a 7-point favorite. And only 7% are picking the Browns, and I don't even know why it's that high. But, yeah, picking the New York Giants.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants, too. But the reason they're 7% is because the Giants, and you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I get the Giants also.
The 3-6 Cincinnati Bengals, or 3-6-1, which I didn't mention that earlier, because I keep forgetting to mention the ties. Mentioned that earlier with the Washington Redskins, who are 6-3-1. But we have the 3-6-1 Cincinnati Bengals at the 5-5 Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are a 4.5-point favorite. I'm picking the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I'll take the Ravens.
Ravens.
That's all of our teams. One thing we talked about going over, and we haven't done it yet, is the preseason picks and where they stand right now. She need to get up. NFL standings, where we're actually at right now.
I don't even want to know. I know I was really bad.
All right. Let's, where are we going here? Let's start with MOP. Or should not have done, let's do it by actual divisions. Right now, the AFC East, because the what I pulled up starts with the AFC and starts with the East. AFC East is currently in first place. The Patriots, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets. Obviously, I mean, I could go over their records, but that doesn't necessarily reflect the records that people picked. We'll go over more of the records at the end of the year because that's when it's more concrete of how shit went. But go with, like I said, start with AFC. Shane went Patriots, Bills, Jets. Or no, that's wrong. Wait a minute. Patriots, Bills, Jets, Dolphins. I almost said Eagles, which is not how it's looking right now. MOP, Patriots, Jets, Bills, Dolphins too. Everybody expected, let me see, you both had 5-11 for the Dolphins.
That's wrong.
They already have more wins.
I believed in them last year, and I wasn't going to believe in them again. Evidently, I was wrong.
Oh, Joe, so close of what it is right now, but things can change. You had Patriots, Bills, Dolphins, Jets, And you actually had, you had the Bills and Dolphins both at 5-11. The Dolphins are better than that right now. The Bills are currently tied at that, but us currently at 5 wins. But you have the Jets at 1-15.
Obviously, I had no faith in the Jets.
And had, so close too, but I don't think it's going to end up like this. He had Patriots, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, and the last two are the ones that are switched. He had the Jets would be 8-8, and the Bills would be 5-11. Bills are still currently at that, but I don't think you're going to get 5 wins out of the Jets right now.
They're going back to Fitzpatrick again.
Mine was way wrong, too. I had Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Bills. I had the Bills at 7 wins in fourth place, and they have the potential of getting 7 wins, if not more, but probably being better than fourth place in their division. AFC West currently is Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers. Yeah, I have a feeling none of us are going to be even close because I think, Broncos in first, Chiefs in first. That was Shane with Broncos in first. Mop, Chiefs in first. Joe, Broncos. Ant had Raiders. Ant was thinking 9-7 for the season. They are 1 win away from guaranteeing that.
Wow.
And then I had Chiefs in first. The order that we all had were Shane, Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, Chargers, Mop, Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers, Joe, Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, Ant, Raiders, Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, and myself, Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos, Chargers, which I had the Broncos, not the Broncos, the Raiders as a wild card, and now they're currently first in the division, so it's interesting. The AFC North, this will be fun. Current standings, which will change by the end of the season. Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, and the Browns. At least the top two is going to change. Maybe Bengals can maybe do a little bit better than that, but yeah.
Yep.
You're not that far away. our division is shit this year.
It may be shit, but when you lose two of your biggest offensive weapons after what you've already lost in the offseason.
That's true.
You suck. And honestly, the Ravens' defense has been really good.
Nobody picked the Ravens at first, but that can't change. Shane had Bengals, Steelers. Shane had Bengals, Steelers, Ravens, Browns. Mop had Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, Browns. Joe had Bengals, Steelers, Ravens. Oh, look, Browns. Ant had.
I actually gave him some wins, though.
Everybody did.
Yeah, I gave him fucking 6.
Shane gave him 5. Mop gave him 6. Joe gave him 5. Ant gave him 5. I gave him 4. They're not even going to do that. I don't want them to do that. Go for nothing. Like I said, Ant had Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, and myself had Bengals, Steelers, Ravens, Browns. Yeah, Bengals, yeah. And concluding the AFC with the South Division, we're currently sitting at Texans, Colts, Titans, Jags. Shane has Titans, Jaguars, Colts, Texans.
So exactly the opposite.
Oh, Mop, so close.
Yeah, and I flipped the last two.
Yep, you had Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Titans.
And record-wise, I think it's going to be an exact flip, too. I bet that would be pretty close to what it'll be.
Yeah, Mop has the Jaguars ending at 8-8 and the Titans at 4-12. So, probably get the flip of that. Joe had Colts, Jaguars, Texans, Titans. I had Ant had Texans, Jaguars, Colts, Titans. And I had Jaguars, Titans, Colts, Texans.
Just further confirms the disappointment that is the Jaguars.
Move on over to the NFC, which we have the Cowboys, Giants, Redskins, and Eagles. And this is what I've always said about this division. You can start at the beginning of the year and pick these three names out of a hat, just in order. And that you have the possibility of that being how this division ends.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think this year you just pull one name out of the hat, and that's the one that doesn't make the playoffs.
It's possible. Because right now, the Cowboys are, I believe they're in first place. I don't think there's going to be anybody. I don't think they're going to catch up to them. But if you consider fourth place to second place is 2 wins, and second place to first place is just two wins. So if the Eagles still could move up more, but the Giants could too, but I don't see the Cowboys moving down right now.
Yeah, they're I think they've got themselves a pretty cushy lead.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Shut up. All right, Shane had Cowboys, Redskins, Giants, Eagles. Mop had Giants, Cowboys, Redskins, Eagles. Joe has Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins, close. But we could wind up with that at the end of the year. That's very much a possibility. And had Cowboys, Giants, Redskins, Eagles. That's the first match we've had so far of where we're at. And I had Redskins, Giants, Cowboys, Eagles. Yeah. Next is the NFC West, Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, Niners. I don't think anybody's going to have the Niners. Nope. There was somebody who hasn't. Shane has them at, had them at 1-15. That's very possible.
I got 2-14.
I haven't got, I'm going one by one. I'll look at that when I get to it.
Oh, they said, I don't think anybody has. I thought you meant you looking at all of them.
Well, no, because I'm just swiping them on my phone. So I have like 1-1. Shane had Cardinals, Seahawks, Rams, Niners. Mop has Cardinals, Seahawks, Rams, Niners. Joe has Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks, Niners. That's a really interesting division that you had. You had the Cardinals at 14-2, the Rams at 13-3, the Seahawks at 11-5, and you had the Niners at 4-12. And you have the Seahawks missing the playoffs. They were the seventh seed, so who did you have squeaking them? Oh, you had the Packers squeaking them, which...
Yeah, that's obviously not happening.
Ant has Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, Niners. That's another match of just position-wise, but like I said, we're not obviously not done. And I had Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals, Niners. Move on to the NFC North, like I had just mentioned about the Green Bay Packers. This is going to be all off for everybody. Nobody is going to have this lineup because there's nobody, I'm guaranteeing without even looking through all of them particularly, nobody's going to have the Green Bay Packers in third in the division. First or second maximum.
Everybody's got them in first.
First, almost guaranteed, but second, like, yeah, maybe. Shane had Packers, Vikings, Lions, Bears. Which did I say the where we're at? Lions, Vikings, Packers, Bears is the official where we're at. Mop.
Detroit Lions are in first place. Just let that soak in.
Oh, I know.
Mop. And they've been losing every game in the fourth quarter, and they're leading the division.
Yep, losing going into the fourth quarter, and then.
Yes, at some point in the fourth quarter, they're losing.
Yeah. Mop has Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions. See, this is where we get Joe had Vikings, Packers, Lions, Bears, which this was the standings earlier in the season.
Yep.
Ant had Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions, and myself. I had the Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears. I had Bears at 7-9. That ain't fucking happening. And the last division. The NFC South, Falcons, Bucks, Saints, Panthers.
Yeah, this is going to be ugly.
Yeah, because a lot of people are going to at least probably have Panthers in first. Panthers, Bucks, Falcons, Saints from Shane. Mop has Panthers, Saints, Falcons, Bucks. Joe had Panthers, Falcons, Saints, Bucks. And had Panthers, Bucks, Falcons, Saints. And myself, Panthers, Bucks, Falcons, and Saints. One quick thing to go over to is our Super Bowl predictions and a quick reminder.
Yeah, we don't need to do this.
Oh, yeah, we do. And some of these are still possible, could have the possibility of happening, and others not. Or at least maybe your winner could be possible, but your loser might not even make it. So we're going to start with Shane. He had the Green Bay Packers beating the New England Patriots.
Well, Packers aren't going.
The more I sit and think, I'm wondering if Green Bay is the bigger disappointment this season.
If they don't make the playoffs, yes. I mean, there's still enough season to go. They could squeak in at the wild card, and that's all you need in the playoffs.
It's going to be hard to knock off one of those NFC East teams to take a spot.
All you need is one game. All you need is things happen in your favor. That's football. That's one thing I love about football. It's one of my pet peeves or things I don't like as much with other sports. With basketball, baseball, hockey, where you have series. This, you have one game, and that's it.
All you need is love, not one game. All you need is love.
All you need is love.
I wasn't even going to try it.
All right. Mop had the Cardinals and the Steelers.
Yeah, this doesn't happen. You don't see that. Move on.
Joe had the Cardinals and the Bengals.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the Cardinals still have something of a chance. The Bengals have zero chance.
Ant has the Packers beating the Steelers. And myself, I had the Patriots beating the Packers. My winner's still in it, but I don't know about the other team.
Yeah, I cannot see how the Packers recover this season.
Anything could happen, but...
It can, but they've dug themselves in such a hole.
All right, now it's time for the hashtag huddle segment, where we go over our social media and the feedback and listen to you, the listeners, and what you have to say. No emails, as always.
That's right, the listeners.
You mean the listener?
And no, me, yeah.
No, we have 4 different people tweeting.
3 of them are on the show right now.
Shut up. And our usual didn't tweet. So, yeah. So, we will start with @RealJoeBJr. And he says, they should have had Robbie come out and kick the extra point. Oh, wait, he's on the other team now. #NFLEasyPicks. And then the other tweet that does kind of go with it. Guess Robbie didn't want to upset anyone, or it's really, really windy out there. #NFLEasyPicks.
There should be another one, too, that goes with that.
Oh, yeah. You did a response. @RealJoeBJr. How's that Robbie fellow looking? #NFLEasyPicks.
A record missed extra points. Now, granted, this is the second year that they moved the extra points back.
I believe so.
I'm kind of with Ross Tucker on this. Who the fuck asked for this?
But it's also like what Ross Tucker said, like, but it's not for, like, for the players or the coaches or anything. It's like, it's more for competition. They want to make it more exciting. And I hate to say it, I like it. But we're not going to see real improvement for a couple years. Or not even a couple years, for like maybe 5 to 10 years where you're going to see an evolution on the kicker's position. Where people are...
What was the number that you said? Did you say 8?
That they missed was 12.
Yeah, okay, just making sure.
Yeah, it was like a record, it was
12.
Yeah.
But you say that the kickers, the ones that are the younger ones, right now the ones that aren't missing are the Matt Bryants, the Vinatieris, the Goskowski missed one this week, so that's a bad example. Robbie Gould hadn't missed any, I don't think, up until this past weekend. Well, that's 4 of the oldest fucking kickers in the league.
Hold on. Robbie Gould also didn't play for many weeks.
That is true. But you see what I'm saying? It's the young guys that are missing. It's that dickhead down in Tampa that they drafted in the second round that was missing extra points. Blair Walsh that was missing extra points. It's the younger guys missing them.
Steven Janikowski is still really good.
Who?
Janikowski, the kicker for the Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, Tubby? Yeah, he's still pretty good.
Tubby.
But Vinatieri has made what he missed. He missed one. No, that was a field goal, wasn't it? That broke his streak of like 45 straight or something. Fucking ridiculous. He's like old.
You're old.
He's actually, I think he's older than me.
We've already knocked out half of our tweets, or no, almost half of our tweets.
Sorry.
Within one, because they were all related to the same thing. And I had this one. @HeavySet330. Kessler goes down as quick as the kid in Paperboy when he gets hit. #NFLEasyPicks. If you ever played Paperboy, at least I grew up on, I think, Paperboy 2 for the Super Nintendo. And it was almost like one of the things, like, as soon as something hits you, it's like, you're like, boom, you're down. That's what I felt on some of those blitz. It seemed like he's up, oh, he's down. Not like he's like going down. It's like up, down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean like when the dog got too close to you?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, in my head, I was hearing that crash sound every time he got blitzed. And I want there to be someone who has the Photoshop ability to either Photoshop that in or Photoshop it in, on the video. Just, oh.
Well, don't feel bad, because I'm pretty sure Kessler had that same song going in his head every time he stepped back to throw it.
Oh, I forgot to read... Joe's response to the tweet that you sent earlier @TheMopJockey, but @RealJoeBJr. says @TheMopJockey, as good as every other kicker in this league today, #NFLEasyPicks, which we kind of already talked about.
Yeah, he's as good as, but he costs more.
Yeah.
Right.
And what Joe also said, at Real Joby Jr. I think some teams need to sign at Ocho Cinco to a kicker deal. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Oh, no. I want the fucking Batman from the video I saw on Facebook that was kicking a field goal. I think that was down here in UC. University of Cincinnati.
Yeah. Because there's the paw print.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I want the Batman to kick field goals. That would be fucking epic.
And last but not least, we're going to finish with one that we haven't heard much from this season, at Only One Mart, and he says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, fuck off, Cutler.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Wayne put a message in GroupMe something about how he was disappointed with the Jags, but... I mean, we're beating a dead horse at that point.
Yeah. All right, let's finish up this show and go over the rest of the picks. And we're going to start with our first game that we'll have this week. I love Thanksgiving games. We have the 6-4 Minnesota Vikings at the 6-4 Detroit Lions. The Lions are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm picking the Detroit Lions.
I know there is a trend with these Detroit games, and I can't remember what it is. So I went ahead and took Minnesota, but I think Detroit is on like a 5 or 6-game winning streak on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, I know there's a trend there, and I just, for the life of me, could not remember what it is.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I think there was something with Detroit that's going to probably lose this Thanksgiving game, so I actually have Minnesota.
Well, they'll definitely be losing in the fourth quarter.
Right, because they can't win a game unless they're coming from behind.
So, wait, if a game between Detroit and San Diego happened, who would have to lead in the fourth quarter? Would they just go in tied?
Possible.
I think they'd just come out tied.
I don't think either team has ever started the fourth quarter with a lead.
It's possible. Well, granted, yeah, they can go in tied, and technically they don't go into the fourth quarter with a lead.
Yeah. And would it be illegal if the Titantron people in Detroit just put fourth quarter for every quarter? Because if that happened, Detroit would win games like 60-20.
I think there might be some type of rule about
not
having the right quarter on the scoreboard. Yeah.
Or maybe they can just put a blinder on Stafford to where he can't see the what quarter it is, maybe?
Yeah.
Another thing that I wanted to mention before we go any further is where we are on standings. And this might be something we playoff pitcher. We might continue this as the weeks go on. But currently in first place in the AFC, we have the Raiders. And in second place, the Patriots. And in the NFC, first place in the number one seed, we have the Cowboys. And in second place, we have the Seahawks. And this is how the wild card round would unfold if the season ended today. We have the third seed Texans against the sixth seed Broncos. And the fourth seed Ravens hosting the fifth seed Chiefs. The NFC would be the third seed Lions hosting the sixth seed Redskins and the fourth seed Falcons hosting the fifth seed Giants.
Oh my God, there would be so many points in that game.
Currently, according to NFL.com, which I use this site every year, I've used it for many years here on the show, NFL.com/playoffs/playoffs-pitcher, they give you a breakdown of where everything is, and it's updated almost instantly, and it will go all the way up to the Super Bowl, but currently everything for the Super Bowl and the conference championship rounds aren't even accessible, and obviously they don't have the matches set up for the divisional rounds, but you have the wildcard round perfectly set, and obviously who's in first and second seed. Everything 7th seed through 16th seed is currently still there, and nobody is mathematically out of the hunt. It's something we were talking about before the show. Like, technically, the Browns are still listed as being in the hunt, even at being 0-11. Realistically, yes, they're pretty much out of it. We're looking more towards the draft than we are the Super Bowl. But since there's still a possibility that other teams can tie and lose, that even if it's a tiny fraction decimal, they'll still count them. They have to be 100%, no way out.
I think we kind of mentioned it before the show that half the NFL would have to die for the Browns to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to get it where, like at least, like, within the division, all the other teams either lose or tie. Like, they don't win, and the Browns continue, and, like, somehow, after a 0-11 start, we win the next five games.
And as I said, if that happened, I will never watch football again.
But, yeah, they're pretty much out of it. We were also talking, if they lose this week, and the Steelers and the Bengals win, or the Ravens win, Bengals don't fucking matter. But if they win, they should officially be out. I would say so.
Yes. I would say if the Browns can win five games in a row, I may actually pick the Browns for five games next year.
All right. So now let's get back to the remaining games. And we have the 5-5 Indianapolis Colts hosting the 5-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are a 3-point favorite. With Luck being out and how the Steelers have played, this is just perfect for them. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers too, but it sounds like Luck's going to try to get cleared to play. And
there's no physical possible way that he can be cleared on Thursday. He would have had to be cleared today for him to be able to play on Thursday.
He got concussed during the game, but I don't think he got pulled out of that game.
He did.
I think the concussion popped up after the game.
He still has to go through concussion protocol.
He does.
He's inside concussion protocol currently. They haven't released him from it, as far as I know, and he would have had it been released today to even think about playing on Thursday, because their travel day is tomorrow.
It's in Indianapolis. So if he gets cleared tomorrow, theoretically he could play. I think he would be an idiot if he did, but, you know, it's his life.
This was reported an hour ago as of recording from CBSSports.com, and that is... I think I technically have to watch a video. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch a video, but I'm not going to. But the headline is, T.Y. Hilton says Andrew Luck will not play Thursday.
And he shouldn't, but it sounded like... They made it sound like he was going to try to play.
Yeah.
And if you don't have Luck and that offensive line, have fun.
All right, next up we have the 4-5.
Make my pick.
I'm sorry, Mop kind of like just talks instead of doing his pick sometimes.
Right. Well, I picked the Steelers anyway. I wasn't going to pick the Colts. Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals, who are 4-5, are at the 6-4 Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are a 4-point favorite. I'm going with the Falcons.
Yeah, I'll take Atlanta.
I also have the Falcons. Bird versus bird.
The 2-8 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 5-5 Buffalo Bills. The Bills are a 7-point favorite. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, give me Buffalo.
Yeah, I also got Buffalo.
The 1-9 San Francisco 49ers at the 6-4 Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are a 7.5-point favorite. I gotta go with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'll buy in. Give me the Dolphins.
If you go off mute, you can pick your game.
Sorry, Dolphins. I dropped my phone.
No. The 4-6 Los Angeles Rams at the 4-6 New Orleans Saints. Saints are a 7-point favorite. I'm going with the Saints.
Yeah, I think I'll take the Saints too.
Yeah, high-powered offense. Definitely going with the Saints.
The 4-6 San Diego Superchargers at the 6-4 Houston Texans. The Texans are a 0-point favorite. I'm going with the Texans.
I'm going to take San Diego.
As am I.
The 5-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at hosting the 7-2-1 Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are 5.5-point favorites. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I took the Seahawks too.
Seahawks.
The 4-6 Carolina Panthers at the 8-2 Oakland Raiders. That's weird.
I was about to say I've never thought we would be saying those records with those two teams at this time.
With the Oakland Raiders being a 4-point favorite on top of it, I'm going with the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I'll take the Raiders.
Yeah, there's no way I don't pick the Raiders.
The 3-7 New York Jets hosting the 8-2 New England Patriots. The Patriots are a 9 point favorite going with the Patriots.
Yeah, come on.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets are going to lose.
The 7-3 Kansas City Chiefs at the 7-3 Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos are a 3.5-point favorite. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, give me the home team, Denver.
I'm going to go with the Broncos on this one, just because they're at home.
And what would be a really interesting Monday night game, the 4-6 Green Bay Packers at the 5-5 Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite. This is a tough one to pick, but I can't pick Green Bay right now, so I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I didn't find it all that tough at all. I don't see anything in Green Bay worth picking, so give me Philly.
Yeah, I don't have the right mind to pick Green Bay right now. Or they're just all completely scamming us, and they're not playing as hard as they can and come back in the end and just destroy everyone. But football's not that rigged.
No. So, that's all the games. And that will do it for us. Any final thoughts, last-minute plugs? Mop.
At the Mop Jockey, and how did we not to talk about the debacle at the end of the half with Pittsburgh and Cleveland?
Because I choose to forget about it.
The unfortunate decisions that were made for both teams is amazing.
I must have missed it. What was the debacle?
Basically, the Steelers were trying to get a touchdown. And, I mean, it got down to like 5 seconds, I think it was. And instead of going for a field goal and letting time run out, they went for a touchdown. And there were, if I'm correct, 3 Browns penalties at zero. So they got a free play.
Right.
So what was penalty on zero, free play. Another penalty, free play. And that last free play, if I'm correct, is what led to the touchdown. And it's just, yeah.
Yeah, the idiotic decision to not kick the field goal and just take the fucking points. The idiotic player's decision to cause penalties to give Pittsburgh, 3 shots at a touchdown? Because you had the one at the end of regulation. You had the one at the end of the second, or the first penalty. And then they finally did score.
Yeah.
Sad.
And Joe?
At Real Joby Jr. Hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, I know there's some Canadians who listen to this that they don't believe in our Thanksgiving. So
and Brits, we have a Brit. We have 2 Brits.
Oh yeah, man, the Brits. Well, I don't know if they do Thanksgiving over there.
No, they don't do Thanksgiving.
Might well, as
they're,
well.
They're
it's
all
a good
welcome.
Day to eat food.
They're all welcome at my table.
They're all welcome at all of our tables. Yay! There might not be much left on yours and Heavy's table after eating, but
I didn't say anything. I just said they could sit at the table.
But yeah, so yeah, and if anyone's ever in the Chicago area and wants to go to an awesome venue for concerts and drinking, visit PlanoBrickLounge.com and visit me at the Brick Lounge.
But I want to go to Naperville and watch the Nostalgia Critic.
The what? And what'd you call it?
Or Naperville. I don't fucking
Thank
know.
Thank you. It's not Naperville. It's Naperville.
Naperville. I don't...
The Nostalgia Critic?
Yeah.
What's that?
YouTube. Look him up.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who the Angry Video Game Nerd is?
Yeah.
He's done a couple of videos with him.
Oh. I only know my buddy Yaga, the Word of Yaga, on YouTube, and he's really funny. And he's part owner of the bar that I'm partnering.
But if you want to talk about cities with names that people shouldn't mispronounce, let me give you a list of Ohio cities and have you pronounce them.
Akron.
No, I'm talking. I'd have to type them out because I can't say them.
Oh.
Because
if he says them, that defeats the purpose of you saying them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'd have to type them out so he could read them. I'm not talking
you
about
do that. You should do that for Andy.
Do it for both of you.
I can read.
You can read, but much like Chicago, most of at least Northeast Ohio and even some in Northern Ohio named after Native Americans.
Oh yeah. That's true. I know that because I drove through Ohio a few weeks ago.
And you probably can't pronounce all of them.
I just paid attention to the road and went straight on the turnpike.
Yeah, it's not hard.
To be fair, though, I probably couldn't pronounce half of them either. Mm-hmm.
There's a video on YouTube of people pronouncing Ohio cities. It's funny.
That's funny.
So, You can find myself at Heavyset330. You can find this show at NFL Easy Picks. You can email us, which no one has. No, we have had one this year, but we haven't had much of this year, but you can email us nfleasypicks@gmail.com. You can tweet us at nflEasyPicks, and you can use hashtag nflEasyPicks, and your tweets can be read right here on this very show, along with mine and Joe's and Mops if he decides to do them, and anybody else too. Just send them in, hashtag nflEasyPicks.
Yes.
And that will do it for us here this week. Catch everybody right back here next week, and we'll conclude the end of regulation time.